7 o'clock. Let's call this meeting to order, please. Everyone please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Polk.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Locher. Milchewski?
Here.
Freders?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Hernandez?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? All right, no presentations or public hearings. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Please make sure you sign in and state your name for the record.
Hello, my name is Ryan Phillips. I've talked to many of you in the past weeks regarding tonight's vote to annex local ordinances for the Casey's gas station and general store. Again, nothing's changed. We are against it. We oppose it. Safety is our primary concern. But if you are planning to vote this through tonight, we're asking that Casey should pay to make that intersection improvement in such a way where we can keep safety of our residents. We need no truck signs down McHugh Road. We're asking that there possibly be no rear entrance on McHugh Road. And the increased traffic that this will generate through our neighborhood. We're asking for speed bumps between Heartland, between Foxwood and Heritage. Again, we'd rather see this not go in at all. At the very least, Casey should be responsible for improving that intersection, making it safe in such a way where our residents will not be compromised and we won't have increased traffic for ourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Oh, either one.
Go ahead. They can go ahead, Your Honor.
Hi, everybody. Hi, my name is Tom Willow, also a resident of Heartland Subdivision. I don't want to go up and regurgitate everything that Ryan said, but just a couple points. Our main concern, I've been a resident of Heartland for 6 years now, is the traffic and safety of the area. One thing we have noticed, I mean, McHugh is a major cut-through street, but I noticed that the police have been making a real effort lately, and thank them for that, for slowing things down on McHugh Road. They've put some increased people there to make sure things are slowed down. But main thing is, how do we take this? The residents of Heartland aren't against growth or against a expansion in Yorkville. But one thing we do want to look at is how do we make this win-win? On one hand, we've got a company that wants to come in and create some jobs, bring some revenue to the city, which is good. On the other hand, you think about the truck traffic and the safety, and how do we compromise and how do we work with you guys? We want Casey's to be, we want that annexation to be shut down and not to have them in our backyard. But if you are going to vote this in, I just ask that you consider the things that Ryan mentioned, which are the no truck signs, maybe not allowing diesel fuel just to keep the truck traffic off, and then having entrance and exits on and off of Route 34, nothing involving the queue or any of the back traffic. So I know there's other parts of Yorkville where you can turn on from Route 47 into gas stations, and you have to turn right back onto that same road. Just some things to consider while you're voting tonight. So appreciate your time.
Thank you. Any other citizen comments? Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you. Your Honor, with all respect to the mayor's report, item one, and the Casey's, I think it's very much a coincidence that they're on there. And just a reminder that the law, from time to time, I think people need to be reminded of the law and what is the purpose of the law. And you can find it in the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So I would remind this council that their first obligation is, according to Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration of Independence, is to protect your people. Some may say that it's the law, and they have the right to make the law, and you most certainly do, as other governments have made the law before. But again, it was Thomas Jefferson who reminds us, our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so. They have with their, the same passions for party, power, and privilege. And the Constitution has erected no such tribunal. We also look, Your Honor, to the public trust. The people must have confidence in their government. It's as old as the scriptures. You can find it in the Psalms, Micah, Jeremiah, Psalms, and Isaiah. And it was John Adams who said, there is danger from all men. The only maximum of a free government ought to be trust no living man with the power to endanger the public liberty. And with that, I would add that the public safety. The Bill of Rights is in its preamble also speaks about trusting the government, which is the purpose. And Benjamin Franklin said, no man's life, liberty, or fortune is safe while our legislature is in session. And it's obvious that from the absence of these folks who have been here, they've never taken anything too lightly. They've always trusted in you. Now, our government has failed us before. We look to the Illinois tollway that was promised to be temporary. That turned out to be a lie. The 5% temporary income tax turned out to be permanent. That's a lie. And then we look to the 16th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which was supposed to be a 1% tax on millionaires only. The rest of the general public had nothing to worry about. That also turned out to be a lie, as we now have an IRS. And it was Thomas Jefferson who said, when a representative body have lost confidence of their constituents, when they have notoriously made sales of the most valuable rights, when they have assumed to themselves powers which the people put in their hands, then indeed their continuing in office becomes dangerous to the state and calls for an exercise of power of dissolution. Your Honor, I would close with this, that I would remind you that with the Constitution Week, it was also Thomas Jefferson who said, in questions of power, place no confidence in men, but bind them by the chains of the Constitution. So, Your Honor, I would ask that you listen to your constituents and that the city make other arrangements or work with your constituents on the case of the Caseys. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any other citizen comments? Okay, we have no consent agenda this evening. We have several sets of minutes for approval. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meetings of August 8th, 2017, and August 22nd, 2017, and the minutes of the special city council meeting of September 5th, 2017, as presented.
So moved. Second.
Comments, questions, or corrections on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Moving on to Mayor's Report, as Jesse stated, I do have a proclamation for Constitution Week, one of my favorite proclamations of the year. So whereas the Constitution of the United States of America, the guardian of our liberties, embodies the principles of limited government and a republic dedicated to rule by law. And whereas September 17, 2017, marks the 230th anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. And whereas it is fitting and proper to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its memorable anniversary, and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate it. And whereas Public Law 915 guarantees the issuing of a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America, designated September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week. Now, therefore, I, Gary J. Glinsky, by virtue of the authority vested in me as mayor of the United City of Yorkville, to hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals and framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties, dated this 12th day of September 2017. Okay, next we have an ordinance approving a third amendment to the Plain Dealings Development Agreement between the City and Cal Atlantic. So I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance approving a third amendment to the Plain Dealings Development Agreement between the United City of Yorkville and Cal Atlantic Group, Inc., Wyndham Ridge Subdivision, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions?
So this is just a cleanup.
Yes, all references to Brandon should be
related. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Freders.
Aye.
Turles.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Leschewski.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Cope.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Now, I entertain a motion to approve an easement agreement granting easements to the United City of Yorkville for a public roadway for the Grand Park Improvement Project at Yorkville Bristol Bay and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions?
I just have one.
Yes, sir.
Could you get this done before Saturday morning? I think Coach Phillips and myself would both agree that
I'd love to.
This is a complete cluster. So, yes.
Yeah. It's underway right now, though, right? Isn't it or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's been carved out, and it's got opportunities on it, and that nature. I mean, technically, it is accessible, but I would say the guys would be driving on it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
He can try some whispering pedals.
Yeah, it's going to get much worse than that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thanks for that, Mr. Mayor.
Roll call, please.
Freders.
Aye.
Turles.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve a resolution regarding IDOT intersection improvement permit for Ashley Point Subdivision, Route 126 to Penman Road, and authorize the city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Turles?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Freders?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, there's no public works committee report. I will turn it over to Alderman Cope for the Economic Development Committee report.
I'd like a motion to authorize staff to issue and request for proposals for our downtown overlay district streetscape master plan 1 base code.
Second.
Comments or questions?
Yes, sir. We had a pretty lengthy discussion at EDC that was pretty beneficial to me from the standpoint of I'm from Aurora, where you can tell that you're in Aurora just by the branding, the signage. You know that you're in Aurora because of the signage, and because Aurora has its own identity, City of Lights, all the entrances. Granted, they just changed it. I don't want to talk trash about their new logo, so I won't. But we need something in Yorkville that kind of defines who we are and where we are in the city, because right now we're kind of this mixture of new construction on the outside, an old school downtown with no real identity, and maybe one block of an actual, in my opinion, recognizable downtown. So before I leave this chair, however soon that might be, I would like to have Yorkville set in the direction of having an identity. And that's why when Christy put this together, my big question was, okay, I understand that you're putting boundaries together, but what's it going to do? So when you have a minute and you want to get to bed, for if it's not exciting for you, take a read through the Economic Development Committee meeting, the last one we just had, and read through the overlay district proposal that she's asking for people to kind of provide for us. Because then you'll kind of understand what we're asking other companies to tell us about ourselves. Because if you notice, you can really critique yourself very well. We need someone in tandem with that comprehensive plan we just figured out what we just finished, we need someone to help us label ourselves, brand ourselves, make sure that we understand where we are in the city, and have some continuity with what Yorkville is now, because going from 7,000 to 17,000 people, you kind of lose the majority of the face of yourself. So I'm extremely excited about seeing this come to fruition, however long it might take. But all I really know about Yorkville is a big red Y, and it's a football field behind me. So I would like to see some sort of definition of what the heck is Yorkville. So that's why I'm excited about the overlay district as a start.
Anyone else? Yes.
I think this is a great plan. We had identified this a couple of years ago in our goal setting. It's something we wanted to have done for downtown to help us spur some more development and actually create a vision for the downtown. We have a downtown vision plan right now that's very dated and grandiose, but this is actually something we can put into reality for a comprehensive plan. I want to caution, though, Joel, that this may not give us a full branding of the community, but definitely for downtown that we can expand on.
It starts tonight, right?
It's a good start. I think this would be a good plan for us to start our implementation of the downtown with our comprehensive plan. So I look forward to seeing what we get out of the proposals.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Freiters?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, now Public Safety Committee report, no admin committee report, nothing from front board, on the Planning and Zoning Commission. I'll entertain a motion to approve an ordinance adding certain territory located at 1107 McHugh Road and 9230 Route 34, an ordinance approving a special use for a gasoline station with an accessory convenience store at 1107 McHugh Road and 9230 Route 34, an ordinance approving the Casey's Yorkville subdivision plat, and an ordinance approving the zoning into the B3 General Business District for the property located at 1107 McHugh Road and 9230 Route 34, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions?
I guess I'll go first. Your list of things to do as a compromise, you basically drafted everything that we had talked about. Kind of, how do you, because like, whenever I have questions about, well, what do you do when the neighbors don't want to do something? Instead of doing what I did a couple years ago, I asked Carlo, what would Carlo do? And his main comment to me, and he said this a number of times on different decisions, is government is not the gatekeeper of business. So when I think about that, I go, well, it would suck to live behind Casey. Besides the proximity to a Mountain Dew at 3 in the morning, besides that, there would be a lot of things that would kind of bother me about it. But when I look at what Casey's kind of brought forward, the fact that it's a weird-looking property, it's a weird intersection. My kids used to go to Lighthouse when it was over there, and I hated leaving. I hated leaving. Because every time you try to turn left or right, out on the McHugh, it was a drag. Well, since the Chief's been over the last couple days, week or so, you know, he's had 40 or something traffic stops. And you come to find out where, number one, where these people live, and then you find out that, well, we're kind of doing this to ourselves. We're putting ourselves in a position where it's a dangerous road, but yet we're then contributing to the fact that it's a dangerous road. So the idea that no trucks should be on the road was a very good suggestion made very early on, and I think we're all in agreement that will happen. There will be no trucks on the queue, whether we like it or not. I don't know about speed bumps. That's a county road.
Speed bump portion of it is township road. The city has not installed speed bumps anywhere citywide, to my knowledge, the past several decades.
Okay. I think one of my my concerns was the semi traffic, and the fact that that's been kind of alleviated. Bless you, Tony. And the fact that there's like a large berm now, the landscaping kind of takes care of everything. If you haven't seen the photometric plan, this is going to look dim even when you're underneath it. So I think the images that were provided for us that are in the packet kind of show what it's going to look like at night. And the fact that it's asking for traffic on 34, essentially. I don't know that we can kind of assume all of the things that might happen if this goes through. I think that we're doing a good job by saying, yeah, we don't want any truck traffic on 34 because we understand. Casey's has kind of made every opportunity to push the whole thing.
There's going
to
be truck traffic at 34.
No, I'm sorry. Thank you. Sorry. I've had a lot of San Pellegrino today. So So yeah, there will be plenty of truck traffic on 34. I mean, I'm a cube. So the fact that we're chopping that off, that was my main concern. And that's where I was kind of like, well, if they can figure out the truck traffic. And by them saying they're not going to have any deliveries coming off of the queue, you know, the first couple guys that do that, they'll tell their friends. But if it's something that comes down from Casey's, we can basically be assured that won't happen. But all of those things kind of combined, it's when this was coming through, I was getting questions, well, we don't need another gas station. And then when the hotel was coming through, we don't need another hotel. And then we don't need another auto parts store. And we don't need another, the bank. We don't need another paint store. Like, all these things. The people that are investing the money obviously do their due diligence. They obviously know they've done traffic counting. So when somebody says to me, they don't need a hotel, and then when I have family in town, and there was no hotel rooms in Yorkville, that's weird. Why? It's not even a holiday. There are things that we don't understand that we just kind of assume. If someone's going to invest millions of dollars into our community, I'm not going to say why. I'm going to say, okay, what are you going to do for us, basically? And I think with this whole arrangement, the way that it sits right now, I think we aren't being overly... we used a word that was profanity laced, but we were referring to the fact we weren't being...
You used the word.
Okay, I used the profanity, but we were looking out for the best interest of the people that live around it. But there's nothing we can do about where people want to place their businesses other than say, no, it's not zoned for that. This is, even with the rezoning, I mean, this is kind of what you want in that area, like commercial. So I'm, like I said, you listed the four things that I had said. Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we do this? Well, the first one, the most important, no trucks, it's going to happen regardless. So.
And the other thing I'll just add to that is this is being expanded to 5 lanes, 4 2 lanes each wood direction, turning lanes. This could be a major intersection like you have at 47, no matter what happens.
I'm hoping that this will bring some competition to our gas prices in the city of Yorkville so that I don't have to drive to Morris or Plano to get gas at substantially less money.
I want to ask a couple of site plan questions first, if I could, of staff. As I'm going through, there's obviously been a lot of back and forth between staff regarding the engineering, the site plan, and all that, but I just had a couple of questions that I wanted to, I'm sure you have answers for. Right away dedication on the queue, looking at the plat that we have in here, it doesn't specifically stipulate dedication, but the queue is not dedicated as township. That is being dedicated to us. I think it's just not being illustrated on the plan.
It's not illustrated on this plan. The dedication is being dedicated to happens to the management to that parcel of the entire So we need to have
and then we will have that as a dedication.
Correct.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure of that one. The stipulation is mentions a landscape plan. I haven't seen that. Does that comply with the ordinances as it is proposed?
We have just received a landscape plan not too long ago. It's under review. Typically, the city council wouldn't see that. That's a staff level review.
Right. And I get that it's stipulated in the planning commission as a there's a landscape plan last review, May 26, 2017, prepared by Park Design Resources and will be utilized. So that plan was submitted back in May, at least in an early draft of that met the project at the time.
There were some issues with that plan. We had comments back and forth. I did that plan now as had a second round of comments, but it has not been finalized at this point.
Okay. But that will not be allowing for any deviations from the requirements. Good, thank you. As well as the engineering, those plans have been resubmitted and are under review or good. The question I had regarding the engineering, the underground stormwater originally was proposed with an open bottom system that was draining, which is conflicting with the utilization of underground storage tanks for fuel. That's been resolved, that is no longer an issue.
I believe it's been resolved. I know that there are another set of plans that came in to address that. I know that there was another set of comments that were provided about EDI, but I believe the full 100% engineering is not completed at this point for the plans, but that particular issue has been addressed and responded to by the petitioner, and that will not be an issue going forward. We would not issue a permit
buildable area for pavement. That does not exceed the 80% permit, because I know they were very close on the original plan.
They were very close, no.
And, good, okay. Last one I had, there's a fence located on the property on the south side. It's shown as a 6-foot fence. On the plot document we have, it has a 50-foot setback down on that southeast part of it. So it appears that that's being considered as a front yard based on the setback. I know it's not the true front of the building, but based on how it's labeled as a 50-foot setback, that would be a good criteria for front yard. The 6-foot fence extends beyond that one, all the way to the property line. Is that intended to be a variation from the allowable fence criteria?
No, it's not a variation, because that's not really considered a front yard, it's a corner side yard. So that's why we have the same setback as a front yard, because you want to continue that.
So that's going to be considered a corner side, all the way around. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though it's, is there a reason that it's showing on the flight line?
Because the corner side yard always mimics the front yard setback.
Okay. So then that's going to be a solid 6-foot fence all the way.
Correct.
Okay. And that works. And last comment, we are rezoning this to a B3. Currently, the underlying zoning is B3 Pendle County.
Yeah, B3 Highway.
B3 Highway Pendle County. So if they wanted to, they could actually convert that to a business as it was in the county and install the same use. So what we're allowing is actually a little more strict, if I recall, by our ordinances.
Yes, our zoning ordinance is a little bit more restrictive.
And so, in this aspect, we have a little more control, hopefully for the benefit of the city, as compared to letting the state and county go do the same thing. So, I think there are some concerns, obviously, about the traffic. I know staff is working on a lot with the police department and the engineering about that. I don't think this will be a long-term problem. It will be initially a concern if people are adjusting. But I think this project will have a great benefit to the city.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Monkhouser?
Aye.
Mischewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tourless?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we're going to the city council report. Thank you, city council report. Thank you, community and liaison reports. Yes, sir.
Attended a school board committee meeting last night. They actually had a special meeting for the last night report meeting about selling a bond for $1.5 million for working cap. The purpose of that is for them to acquire the 2 buildings that they're currently using for administration purposes. Instead of continuing to lease them, they're going to buy them, take them off the tax rolls, and ultimately that will save the school districts about $160,000 that they can put back into the district. However, it does take those properties off the tax rolls for the city. Great move on the school board's part, because they're actually going to buy their own bonds and make interest on it, saving themselves a lot of money. So it's an ingenious method, but just an interesting piece that they're moving forward with. So that'll be official release that they move that forward. That's really what I had out of school board. So that's up.
Any other community or liaison reports?
Just wanted to thank Tim and the Parks and Rec for putting on Hometown Days. The second the mayor left, it started raining. Mm-hmm. So the luck has changed, Mr. Mayor. The luck has changed. You have to stay there and eat the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But no, awesome event. Walked out of there 4 or 5 pounds heavier, had a good time. So just wanted to give a shout out. Nice work.
Did you enjoy your cotton candy?
The cotton candy was phenomenal. It was also complimentary.
Anything else? Any staff reports?
No reports.
Additional business? No executive sessions. Do we have any citizen comments on any other items that may be on your mind this evening? Meeting adjourned.